But what follows across the next months, I'd say, and then the very fact that Thompson doesn't want to go and spread his wings somewhere else, it is one of the great sort of, I think it speaks volumes for Phil Thompson. It's one of the great acts of Liverpoolian heroism, I'd say, in terms of the context of whether or not what actually goes on here is heroic, if you know what I mean. It is one of the great acts of Liverpool Football Club heroism.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and you know, you put Thompson's whole Liverpool life really is a fascinating story. I mean, he's in the team at 19. He wins an FA Cup at 20. He grows up through the Shankly era, watches Liverpool from the cop as a kid. And I think more than anyone really in Liverpool's history, alongside Aldridge, but Aldridge less so because he didn't play for Liverpool for such a long length of time. He's the real one example of someone who is the fellow for whom all the dreams come true. You know,
the ultimate cop out, isn't he?
Totally. And
he never deviates from it. And, like Gerrard's tempted, yeah, Carragher's born an Evertonian.
And the other thing that you sense with him as well is that there's been times where footballers being selfish beings and professionals, they're easily put off their team. Phil Thompson, some bad things have happened to him. He's been shunted out on a couple of occasions.
There's real cruelty in the Thompson story. Yeah. He's
stripped of the captaincy,
not allowed on the bus, 83-84, yeah, to go into the final because he's not going to be one of the substitutes. What goes on when he's reserve team manager? Mm. Then
he stays a pure fan, doesn't he?
And remains so to this day. I think what's quite interesting about this, though, is that Liverpool sort of revert to type. It's a bit boot roomy, this, isn't it? The whole notion, yeah, of actually not looking out. I mean, as I said before, there were reports that Liverpool would go outside and bring in a new manager. But obviously within the confines of the club, they think, well, what's best? Continuity. We've got Phil Thompson. He's a local lad. And just go with him. But I think it's, to talk about him as the copite and to think about his management as something that just comes off the back of perhaps just the euphoria of managing the club that he supports, is probably just to do him a disservice tactically.
Massively.
And as a player as well, he was lauded really for being an intelligent footballer. Probably the first ball-playing centre-half that Liverpool have when they come out of that sort of post-Ron Yates era